Joyful Blessings. This is Kaylin Castell with an overview of the December 2014 celestial timings. This is an amazing month. We've had many this year. It's been a wild and intense year. And several huge factors. We're going to have the sixth Uranus-Pluto square happening late on December 14th for the Western Pacific time zone, and early in the morning, December 15th for the Eastern time zone. And so one more round of Uranus-Pluto square will be happening in March. So this marks the sixth time Uranus and Pluto have come together since 2012, and has been part of this grand cross that happened in April that really activated and seeded a lot. We'll begin the month with a moon occultation over Uranus. We'll end the month with a moon occultation over Uranus. We're going to have two out-of-bounds planets, Venus and Mercury, meaning that they are showing up as wild card factors for a good share of the month. They're also going to activate a grand fire trine, Uranus in Aries, Jupiter in Leo, and then Sun, Venus, and Mercury in Sagittarius this month, creating a huge activation of the grand fire trine. Venus is going to reach her first gate or first conjunction with the moon. She rises into the evening sky on December 4th, beginning the ascent, the ascension process of the divine feminine in her journey that began in January of this year. And she begins her ascent and makes her passage through the first gate right after the solstice. We also have a new moon on the solstice, within a couple of hours of the exact solstice. The new moon is at 0 degrees Capricorn in like 7 minutes. It's just right in the very, very beginning. So we have the beginning of a new solar cycle with a new lunar cycle and a new moon in Capricorn. So it's like a double new moon, new year, new point that's happening. And there are a lot of other wild factors in association with that taking place at that time, as we have the energy of Uranus stationing retrograde on the solstice. We have Saturn moving into Sagittarius just a couple of days after the solstice. So lots of factors. We have Venus coming in to activate the Uranus-Pluto square. We have Mercury and the Sun also coming in to activate the Uranus-Pluto square. Mercury will enter into Capricorn on December 16th. And so there's just factor after factor, in addition to the fact that Pluto is going to make its exact pass to Nunki, but is within range of Nunki the whole entire month. We'll also have Mercury and the Sun passing by the Great Attractor, and both of them passing by Antares. We've got Vesta coming into Capricorn early in the month and catching up to Venus right after her passage through the Venus gate. Oh, actually, right as she's in her greatest declination, or her furthest out-of-bounds point, in mid-December. So the events of this month are, you know, and if we look at December as the time of the high holy days, and there's different ways that this could be thought of. I mean, if we think about it from the Jewish perspective, we have the time of Hanukkah and other points of celebration that, they refer to as the high holy days. We have Christmas, considered to be a high holy day for the Christian tradition. We have Kwanzaa, a high holy day for the Muslim tradition. And then we have solstice. And this was a time of the high holy days for the more earth-based cultures that celebrated the solstice as a turning point of the year, as the time of where we have the deepest, longest, darkest night, and then the light begins to return. And with all these other factors that are going on, it's quite the time. But if we think about these high holy days and the intention of solstice and the standstill of the sun and the time to go within and the station retrograde, of Jupiter also, that's happening on December 8th, and of the station direct of Uranus on December 21st, these station points are also still points, right, where those planets are standing still as the sun stands still at the solstice. So that deep inner dive, that time to go in and really reflect and to connect to inner wholeness and to see where we may be out of balance or not in that place of wholeness and what it is we can do to bring our consciousness there. So what is unconscious becomes conscious. And in the December timings, I did do the story about Voyager when they went into the void and how the only way they could get out of the void was by working in cooperation with others who were trying to initially to harm them and to steal their supplies and so on. But when they realized that the way to get out was through cooperation, and ultimately I feel like that is a great theme for this month, is that if we realize that we can really change what's going on planet Earth, and by our actions, what we do individually and taking responsibility and living our lives as sustainably as possible in cooperation with each other and one another, we will affect massive change. And this is a time for revolutionary change. The Uranus-Pluto square is really speaking to that, as are all these other factors that I have mentioned. So I hope that everyone has a great month. Oh, and the Grand Fire Trine, I don't know if I really spoke to this fully, but the fire energy, fire is about energy. So we have the energy to create something amazing in relationship to the this time of fire. And if we think about fire as having to do with pure energy, and there's lots of different ways that that can manifest, because there's nuclear energy, there's fusion energy, there's scalar energy from the sun. If we think about Leo as the energy of love, and we think about Aries as the energy of inspired and decisive action, and we think about Sagittarius as the energy of enlightenment, all of that is being magnified and enhanced with Grand Fire Trine that will be activated by Sun, Mercury, and Venus this month. So it's a remarkable opportunity and a time where we may be challenged, where we may have to face our deeper fears and to face them as if we haven't already had to do that. And hopefully from the place of gratitude, from the place of love, from the place of compassion, transform these unconscious places, bring them into consciousness and into the light of love, so that we can begin a new year, 2015, from this place of love and inspiration, inspired action, and enlightenment.